This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. You can also listen to my podcast on No Nonsense, Old School Weightlifting History. In April of 2012, I competed again at the Mighty Christian Powerlifting Contest in Dover, New Jersey. I weighed in heavy at 232 pounds. I squatted 420, benched 260, and deadlifted 480 on my second attempt. I attempted 500 on my third attempt, but I couldn't get the weight past my knees. In August, I competed in Allentown, Pennsylvania, weighing in at 227 pounds. I made all three attempts on the squat, 400, 420, and 430. I made my usual token bench press with 255. On the deadlift, I made 485 on my second attempt, which gave me another chance at 500. I had it locked out, but the judges turned the lift down, stating that there was a slight hitch. As I was locking it out, I started losing my grip, so I probably did hitch it slightly to prevent dropping the bar. In January 2013, I competed in Newark at the New Jersey Championships. My body weight was now up to 242 pounds, but not because I wanted it to be. I squatted 430, benched 260, and deadlifted 490. My squat and deadlift were both state records for my age group. I had planned on attempting a 500-pound deadlift on my third attempt, but I was unsuccessful on my second attempt with 490 because I once again had trouble with my grip. I took 490 again on my third attempt using a different grip and made it. Up to this point, I was using a hook grip. For those who don't know what a hook grip is, it simply means that you tuck your thumbs under your forefingers for a more secure grip. This is the grip used by Olympic weightlifters, and although I was now powerlifting, I wanted to stay true to my Olympic lifting roots. But unless you have big hands, the hook grip doesn't work so well for deadlifts. So I grudgingly switched my grip to the over-under grip used by the majority of powerlifters. One hand with palm facing up, and the other hand with palm facing down. I would also like to point out that I never switched from an Olympic lifting squat, also known as a high bar squat, to a powerlifting squat, a low bar squat. While it's true that you can squat more weight using the low bar technique, it's also true that there is a much higher risk of injury. I always use the high bar technique, and I always hit a rock bottom position. 3 months later, I was back in Dover for the Mighty Christian Powerlifting Contest. I weighed in at 242 and squatted 435, the most I had done up to this point. I benched 265 and finally deadlifted 500. Through it all, my wife Sharon supported and encouraged me. She decided to start training with me, and she made such good progress that she started competing with me. In July, we competed on Long Island, New York, on a brutally hot day. The venue we lifted at had no air conditioning or fans, but I was used to that from my years of training at the Belleville Barbell Club in New Jersey. My wife lifted in the morning session and was successful on 8 of her 9 attempts. After coaching her all morning in the heat and humidity, I wasn't sure I was going to have anything left to compete, but the good Lord provided me with the energy I needed. I weighed 238 pounds and lifted in the raw division, which means no knee wraps or special lifting gear. I squatted 200 kilos, 441 pounds, which was a New York State record for my age group. I benched 265 and deadlifted 500 pounds for another New York State record. In September, I competed in Newark and weighed 240 pounds. My wife competed too and again made 8 out of 9 lifts. I squatted 445 and deadlifted 505, both personal records and New Jersey state records in my age group. I still couldn't bench press, making only my opener with 255. In January of 2014, I competed in Newark again. Since I already had the state records in the 110 kilo weight class, I wanted to see if I could break the records in the 125 kilo weight class. I weighed in at 244 pounds. I broke the squat record with a lift of 452 and a half pounds, and then broke the deadlift record with a lift of 510 pounds. These lifts were again done without knee wraps or any special lifting gear. I even increased my bench press to 275 pounds. My wife lifted in this meet too and did great, making 8 out of 9 lifts again. 3 months later, I lifted in Dover. I benched 275, deadlifted 510, and increased my squat to 455. This contest was extra special because it was the only time that my son, my wife, and myself all lifted in the same meet. We were joined by some friends and youngsters from a police athletic league we had been training at. Everyone had a successful meet, and we went to an all-you-can-eat Chinese restaurant afterward. My next competition was in October in Dover again. My body weight was now up to 252 pounds. I increased my bench to 280 and my deadlift to 525. I squatted 430 on my second attempt, but had to pass on my third attempt due to a slight injury. In January of 2015, I was back in Newark. I equaled my best bench with 280 and my best squat with 455. I increased my deadlift record to 530. 3 months later, I was back in Dover. My body weight was now up to 260 pounds. 33 years earlier, I had weighed 158 pounds. At that time, I couldn't gain weight no matter how much I ate. Now, I couldn't stop gaining weight no matter how little I ate. Anyway, I didn't have my best day on the squat, lifting 430 pounds. My top bench was 275, but I did increase my deadlift to 535. I competed in Dover again in October. My body weight stayed at 260. I benched 275 and squatted 420. But I got my deadlift up to 550 pounds. The competitions in Dover were always my favorite because of the camaraderie of the lifters and the Christian fellowship. In January 2016, I competed in Latham, New York, which is near Albany. I lifted my usual 275 on the bench, but only squatted 402. Due to some nagging injuries. I did manage to deadlift 540. In April, it was back to Dover. I benched 280 and deadlifted 540. I squatted 435, which was the most I had done in over a year, so I was happy about that. 3 months later, I competed in Latham again. My body weight held steady at 260. I benched my usual 275 and squatted 190 kilos, 419 pounds. I deadlifted 227.5 kilos, which is 501 pounds, on my opening attempt, and then made 245 kilos, 540 pounds, on my second attempt. But the judges turned it down. I took 245 kilos again on my third attempt and made what I thought was a good lift. But again, the judges did not agree. So it was not one of my better contests. In October, I competed in Latham again and weighed 270, the heaviest I've ever been. I benched 285 and squatted 435. I was in great shape for the deadlift and had done 575 in training with straps. Someone had broken my New York State record and I aimed to get it back. I opened with an easy 505, but again the judges turned me down. I was flabbergasted about why they kept turning down my deadlifts. I had planned on taking 550 for my second attempt, but now I was so worried about the judges red-lighting me that I played it safe and repeated the 505 for three white lights. I was successful with 550 on my third attempt, but was a bit disappointed because I planned on lifting 565 in this meet. But on the bright side, the 550 was enough to reclaim my state record. 6 months later, I competed in Morristown, New Jersey. My body weight was now up to 280 pounds, which I wasn't happy about. But it did enable me to increase my weak lift, the bench press, to 300 pounds. I squatted 430 and was again ready to deadlift some heavy weight. I had done 600 pounds in training with straps 2 weeks before my 55th birthday. I opened with an easy 505 and then went up to 560. The plan was to take at least 575 on my third attempt. But there was an issue with the bar. I didn't notice it on my first attempt because the 505 went up easily. But as I was lifting the 560, I started losing my grip and realized that the bar was much thicker than a regular bar. I tried it again on my third attempt, but the result was the same. It was disappointing because I know I could have done at least 560. If not for the problem with the bar. With regards to my body weight, while I will admit that 280 pounds is a lot of weight to carry on a 5'8" frame and probably not all that healthy, one must understand that powerlifting builds up more muscle mass than Olympic lifting. The heaviest I ever weighed for an Olympic lifting contest was 193 pounds. But I was only 27 years old, so yes, age is a factor. In October, I competed in Latham, New York again. I had gone on a strict diet and got my body weight down to 252 pounds. I only benched 260, but I squatted 420 and deadlifted 515. Considering I had lost 28 pounds, I was satisfied with my results. In April 2018, I competed in Morristown and weighed in at 258. I benched 285, squatted 425, and deadlifted 530. I didn't compete again for a full year. In April of 2019, I competed in Morristown again. I benched 285, deadlifted 525, but I held myself back in the squat due to some nagging injuries. I took 385 on my opening attempt and skipped my second and third attempts. I have not competed since then, but I can't say with 100% certainty that I'll never compete again. I continue to lift weights, and I can still deadlift well over 500 pounds at 62 years old, so you never know. I would have to say that I had much more success in powerlifting than I ever did in Olympic lifting. It made me wonder if I should have been competing in powerlifting from the start. I was clearly a better powerlifter than I was an Olympic lifter, and I think I was built better for it. But despite that, I'll never regret my 8 years of competing in Olympic lifting. Not only did I make a lot of lasting friendships, but I definitely enjoyed Olympic lifting more than powerlifting. But don't get me wrong, I enjoyed my time competing in powerlifting too. And I have to thank my son Everett and my wife Sharon for training with me and keeping me motivated. Here is a list of my all-time best lifts in training. A full high bar back squat, 210 kilos, that's 462 pounds, at age 52. That was with no knee wraps. Also, I did a rock bottom front squat with 196 kilos, that's 432 pounds. That was at age 53, again with no knee wraps. I did a conventional style deadlift, which means not sumo style, and I did use straps on this lift, but I did not use a lifting belt. I was able to do 272 kilos, that's 600 pounds. I did that at age 55. Bench press with a pause. I did 138 kilos, which is 305 pounds. I did that at age 55. And I did an incline bench press with 125 kilos, that's 275 pounds. That was at age 57. So this was the part six. This will be the final edition of the weightlifting career of an average Joe. I do hope you enjoyed it, and I thank you for listening. Take care, and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.